Podium Publishing presents The Home Distiller's Workbook, your guide to making moonshine, whiskey, vodka, rum, and so much more. Written by Jeff King. Read by R.C. Bray. Introduction. Man has been making alcohol since before recorded time. And in a typically male fashion, he decided that good was just not good enough, and he's been trying to make it better and, of course, stronger. In the 12th century AD in southern Italy, what we call distilling was really born, and approximately 5 minutes later, a local prince started taxing it. Or so the story goes. Needless to say, distillation and regulation seem to go hand in hand. It's sad that our government feel the need to keep such a tight leash on what is really a very simple and very easy process. Whether it's just one tyrant 1,000 miles away, or even 1,000 tyrants just a few miles away, they always seem to want the same thing, to keep us safe from ourselves. Oh, and to slap a tax on it while they're at it. Can't forget that. Take one unjust law and add to that a commodity that everyone wants, and you get moonshiners. Moonshiners are a breed apart. They risk life, limb, and even their very freedom for the chance to make enough money to feed their families and carry them through to the next season. They have been hunted, hounded, outlawed, and persecuted, all for the public good. Or was it taxes again? I get confused. Well, today there is a new breed of outlaw. Today's urban moonshiners, sometimes called whiskey geeks, or as I prefer, just shiners, take many of the same risks. But the modern hobbyist isn't in it to make a profit. In fact, in many cases, it can be considerably cheaper to buy mass-produced booze right off the shelf. But if they don't do it for the money, then why take the risk? Some see it as a tantalizing hobby, others as a way to connect with our heritage, still others as a way to stay independent and keep essential skills alive. I think most are simply trying to produce something better tasting than the mass-produced booze that you find in your local store. The reasons are many, but ask any shiner and you'll probably get a nervous look, a wry smile, and a story that's as long as any as to why they chose to bring this ancient profession back to life. In this workbook, you'll get a beginner's level education into the world of distilling. We'll talk about how alcohol is produced, methods for distillation, and different ways to age and polish the product. We'll then discuss some of the more common types of spirits, and even look at some recipes that home distillers are using to make their own. Lastly, I will walk you step by step through the entire process of fermenting, distilling, and then aging your own spirits. Learning distilling is not a goal, it's a journey, and every journey has to start someplace. Yours is starting right here. Mine, however, had a rougher start, far off in a land called Kentucky. My Kentucky Connection. It was the middle of my junior year, and my family had just moved from Omaha, Nebraska to Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, to many of you, Cincinnati may just sound like a typical Midwest town. Trust me, it is not. Cincinnati is tucked down in the valleys and hills of the Ohio River, just on the southern border of the state. It is less typical Midwest urban sprawl, and more a gateway to the South. Most of the friends that I would find there had families and connections that went back across that river, sometimes all the way to the hills of Appalachia, as I was soon to discover. My friends and I spent a good part of our summers back then across the river in Kentucky, cooling off at one swimming hole or another. One day we had gone to a decent-sized creek to have a little party with some young ladies we had recently become acquainted with, when shortly thereafter, a pickup truck came rolling up to our little shindig. The gentleman who got out of the truck was not in a pleasant frame of mind, and he hotly inquired as to who we were and why on God's green earth had we decided that it was a good idea to trespass on his land. Luckily for us, as chance would have it, he was not so distantly related to one of the members of our group. It was Kentucky, after all, and sooner or later, you're going to run into either someone you're kin to